Okay, everybody, welcome back to Playing the Field. My name is Darcy, and today is day three of, or episode three of my podcast. And I thank you so much if you've been listening. I'm recording these like a little bit in advance so that I don't get super overwhelmed, and that so I make sure I get in the things that I want to talk about. So I'm trying to write also every morning when I wake up. Like that's what I did today. Like as soon as I woke up, I was listening to another podcast, and I watched a few pick a card like tarot readings, and I kind of just got my mood set for the day. And then I was kind of reflecting on some things I was thinking about recently, or like yesterday and the day before that. So I want to talk about self-love and self-care slash in quotes treat yourself. I don't know if any of you watch Parks and Rec, but that's one of the best scenes and best episodes, and it's the best time of the year. And I say treat yourself a lot. Anyone that knows me knows that's like my thing. And I'm all about treat yourself. So, which isn't always a good thing, and that's what I want to talk about today. So, thank you so much for listening again, and I hope that you resonate with this message I'm sharing with you guys today. So, the other day, my mom and I were talking about how, or she made me kind of aware about how like her generation isn't like, and it isn't super up to speed on like the whole like self-care and like love yourself movement thing, which should be like normal things. And it made me realize like, A, how jacked up their generation is, and like, and I get like why like a lot of our generation is the way that they are, because they didn't make that important. And I think it's like important to be humble and important to, you know, like check yourself and like know that your shit like definitely like don't think your shit don't stink, because it do, just like everybody else's sometimes. But yeah, so she was like, because she is a teacher, and she was like, oh yeah, like a lot of my students talk about like self-love and like self-care and like treating yourself and stuff like that. She was like, it's almost like trendy. And I was like, no, like younger kids should be making that of importance. Like, you know, I'm happy that she was saying like young girls were like talking about doing that, like, you know, obviously to an extent. But I wanted to kind of reach out to you guys and ask, what does self-love mean to you? And what does self-care include for you? So I will leave that open, and I would love feedback on that, because I'm trying to redefine what self-care and self-love mean to me, because for the last few years, I've definitely been doing it wrong. And I'm trying to, you know, there's always new things to learn, and there's always a different way to do something. And I'm definitely in like the wanting to learn more stage in my life right now. Like I definitely know I don't know everything, and I want to switch it up. So I'd love to hear from you guys too, and just kind of see what everybody else does that makes them feel good, and what you do to make sure you check in with yourself and like love yourself. I actually, with that, wanted to mention to you guys that I think I put in the bio for this, that I'm on Instagram and Twitter as at Darcy Soga, DarcySoga. It's my first and last name. I'm on Instagram and Twitter as both now. So if you want to find me, I'm on there. If you didn't find me from that already. But I also set up an email for this, and it's linked on my Instagram, I believe, to like the contact, like email. Like if you click that, it'll email me. So if you guys do want to like, you know, send something in about like what self-love means to you and what like you do for self-care, I would really love to hear from you guys and like talk about it more in the following week, or just like chat with you or anybody about it. But anyway, so that email is speakittodarcy at gmail.com. SPEAKITTODARCY akitodarcy@gmail.com. So yeah, I forgot to tell you guys about that I made an email specifically for this, but it is linked on my Instagram and I did also mention it just now. So yeah, definitely send some stuff in. I would love to hear from you guys. So I believe that my generation, like I mentioned before, unfortunately has found out the hard way that treat yourself is unfortunately kind of just a really good episode of Parks and Rec and a fun saying, and it's not a way of life. I made treat yourself a way of life for the last like 3 or 4 years post-grad, and let me tell you, it was a mistake. It was a mistake. And I'm not saying I like regret anything, and I don't, you know, wish I would have done anything differently. I'm happy I learned, you know, like now that I'm almost, oh, by the way, I mentioned in the previous episode, I mentioned that I was 26. I am not 26. I'm almost 26. I'm 25. But I think I keep saying that I'm 26 because I am freaking out about needing to get my own insurance and like everything. So I'm like trying to get all these things done before I turn 26. And it really made me realize, I was like, holy shit, like I'm about to like really be kind of like, I mean, not literally on my ass, but like kind of on my ass. And I kind of need to like, you know, like that's when I kind of really started. I woke up like 6 months ago and I was like, oh my God, like I'm going to be 26 in April. And like, I won't have insurance anymore. And like, I was sick a lot and like injured and in and out of the hospital a lot, like last year and like the year previous to that. And like, so I was just like, oh my God, like what, like, you know, what am I going to do? And I was like, wow, I really wish I would have like, you know, planned more for this, like financially, and just to like have my back a little bit so I wouldn't be such like a lost puppy right now. I mean, I'm not a lost puppy. I'm definitely finding my way. And I'm lucky to have like my family who's helped me like learn more about budgeting. And I have friends who are like definitely better about budgeting. Shout out to Kate Liddy. I love you. And she showed me an app that helps me budget myself. And so I started using it too to help me budget myself every month. But anyway, in relation to treat yourself is not a way of life. You know, it's good to like treat yourself every once in a while, but like, I believe that builds, kind of builds ego when you think you're always deserving of everything. And like, you know, it's always also, we connect treating ourselves to overindulging, and no matter what it is, gluttony ain't cute. And honestly, it's, I've been reconnecting a lot with, my family that's no longer with us, and trying to reconnect with like my elders and like my ancestors and learn more about my lineage and kind of connect with my family and like think a lot about, you know, like how much work they do. And it's like almost disrespectful to my, also not only my family that is not with us anymore, my family like that I do have around, you know, and like other people who like put in 24/7, like 365, like all the hours of the day, like there's not enough. Like, it's almost like disrespectful to think that like I'm always worthy of overindulging and being gluttonous and like doing the most, when like it should be used as like a reward system and something used for like celebrations. And you know, like it shouldn't be an all the time thing. Financially, like mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, it's just like not good for you to like think that yo shit don't stink and think that it's always like time for a treat. Like, you remember when we went to like the dentist, or when you went to a doctor's appointment when you were younger and your parents were like, okay, if you're good, or like I specifically remember too, when I used to, I grew up raised Catholic, and when we were little, we, our parents used to like be dragging me and my cousins like out of bed on a Sunday to like go to church. And there was this one church that we used to go to in my hometown, and next door they would have, I remember that every morning, like they would have donuts. So that was like our treat. If we went to church, there was donuts, you know? And like, I feel like I'm trying to implement more, for me personally, like treating myself into more of like a reward system and something where it's like, okay, like every time I get money, I don't need to spend it. And that is like my biggest freaking thing. Cause I have heck of debt. I have a lot of debt, and that's okay. Like that's pretty normal for people in their 20s to have debt. Especially, in this economy. But I'm working on it and I'm chipping away at it. And so it's like, why do I think, like, why is it every time I get a paycheck, I'm like, let's go blow it. I'm finna blow it. Or like, I just like have been dying. Like there's things I've just been like window shopping, like on my phone, or that I've seen that I'm just like, oh, yep. Right. When I get paid, run it up. Like, let's get it. And like, no. We're not doing that every 2 weeks, you know, like we got shit to take care of. I'm like looking at myself in the mirror right now being like, yo, like we haven't put that much of a debt in those student loans. And that both of those credit cards are definitely not paid off. So I'm trying to be more like respectful to myself and more and kind of like humbling myself a little more. Cause I could always be working more and I could always be doing more. And I like definitely don't make the most out of every day. And I should be doing that. We all should be doing that. So I'm trying to like use, and it's also like the reward systems and like the treat yourself, like you can make it like a regular thing. If like, it's not always about like, you have to make it a healthy way about like doing, if you're going to do that, you know? Like, if you're going to do it that frequently, then, like, you know, don't always have the donuts. Like, have an Aussie bite, you know? Like, and that's just, like, metaphorical as well. Like, just don't always, like, you know, like, blow it out of the water every time you reward yourself with something or treat yourself. So that's kind of my opinions on that. I don't know what you guys think, but I'm trying to, because I've had a really hard time with the whole treat myself, because then, like, sometimes, and like this is kind of also related to the previous episode about like not always asking for people's opinions on things. Yeah, I was getting a little carried away with being like, you know what, like F what they think, like I'm not even gonna ask, especially, and I know my parents are gonna listen to this, but especially when my parents would be like, can you really afford that? Or like, you know, why are you like spending your whole paycheck like every time you buy it? Or like, why don't you have any money? Like, I'm sorry, you guys, I won't do it anymore. I promise I'm chipping away at it. I'm chipping away at stuff now. Now I'm saving and being mature. So sorry, mom and dad. And also this isn't to say that we haven't learned how to have like how to healthily like establish limits and like give ourselves more credit and like celebrate your accomplishments. And I think that's kind of why like treat yourself and like self-love and self-care becomes like overly indulgent sometimes, because we don't celebrate our accomplishments enough and like the little victories. Like I stopped drinking like a little over 6 months ago, and also recently made the commitment to myself to stop using narcotics. And disclaimer, I do smoke weed. Again, well, you know what? No, I'm not sorry. It's literally the only thing, that I've found even recently with, being newly put on like medication for some of the mental illnesses that I struggle with. Weed is really the one thing that has like saved my life. So, you know, I didn't celebrate any of my mini milestones, like when I wasn't drinking with a drink, because that doesn't make any sense. And that's just like, you know, pretty much just throwing all my hard work in the trash. I lost 40 pounds this like in the time that I stopped drinking. And like, I think within like 6 months after that happened, or 4 to 6 months after that happened, in that time I'd like lost 40 pounds. also like cut gluten out because it was making me really sick. So I try my best to not eat it at all. But like, I didn't celebrate, you know, I almost did. Like, I was so excited. I lost 40 pounds. I remember I weighed at the doctor and I was like, holy shit. Like, what the heck? Like, sometime, like a really earlier, like around my birthday, I remember on my birthday last April, I was like, I look at videos for my birthday. I'm like, oh my gosh, I was like pretty overweight, or like I definitely could have lost weight. And I just like wasn't healthy. I was like drinking a lot and like partying a lot and whatever. But anyways, like I was like, I saw how far I'd come since then. And also that was right before Thanksgiving that I had that doctor's appointment. And I noticed that I lost 40 pounds and I was like, it was right before Thanksgiving. So like Thanksgiving, like it was like, just cause it was me and my parents, it was like kind of small. So like there wasn't like a ton of food and I wasn't totally pigging out. But Christmas comes around and oh my gosh, I ate so much over like the 2 weeks of like Christmas, between Christmas and like New Year's. I gained 10 pounds back from like the 40 pounds I had lost. And I was like, oh, and like, I wasn't like working out at all either. So like I had started like running a lot. After I stopped drinking, I started running again. I couldn't afford a gym membership. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to start running. And I randomly just started running. So I'd run a couple days a week. So then after Christmas, I also got really sick. I was really sick for like 2 or 3 weeks. And so I was just like, I was big chilling and I was eating a lot and I gained like 10 pounds back like after Christmas. And I was just like, no. Like we're not, because then it goes like 10 pounds. And then like next week, it's like 5 more pounds. And you're like, oh my God, like, why is that all my hard work being like thrown away? Like watching all your hard work being thrown away is such a big slap in the face. So it's like when you worked really hard for that paycheck and then you just go freaking blow it. And like on, like, honestly, and I think it's because debit cards are the freaking devil. And because you never know how much money you're spending. I have tried to ask Wells Fargo to text me every time I spend something, but they won't do it. So now I have to text them, do the little auto text thing and check. I literally check my balance now every time after I buy something. Every time. And I use that budgeting app. Which let me get the name of that really quick. I think it's called Every Dollar. Yeah, it's called Every Dollar. And it's actually by Dave Ramsey, who's like this super mega genius about finance and budgeting, and he's an entrepreneur and like has written a million books. And yeah, anyways, he made this app and it helps you budget and like enter in your paychecks, and like you can even actually pay for premium and like connect it to your bank account. But anyway, that's a whole other thing. But these are just things that have helped me actually, like, you know, love myself and take care of myself and treat myself, is by like being responsible and holding myself accountable. Like holding myself accountable to like every day I'm committed to anything is a little victory. You know, you're like, oh my gosh, like, dude, even like, you know, I said I struggle with mental illnesses. Sometimes getting out of bed is a freaking accomplishment. There was a really long period of time in my life when literally getting out of bed was so hard. Like it physically hurt. And I mentally just like, couldn't do it. Didn't want to. And it sucked. And I remember just being like, I would literally say to myself or say to my friends, like, you know what? I'm just happy I like got out of bed today. You know, I'm really happy that I just like did anything. And then once you start adding more things onto those things and you're like, oh my God. And like, then I did this other thing. And like, oh my God, you guys, I wake up at like between 4 and 5 in the morning now, mostly because of my dog, but also because my body is just like, has like readjusted its body clock. And now that's when I wake up. Do you know how much stuff I get done? It's insane. I'm like literally blown away because this is so not me. Anyone who knows me, I mean, like my parents literally would be like getting on my ass if I was sleeping until like 11 a.m. And I mean, like now that I wake up really early, I'm like, oh my God, that's like literally wasting so much of the day if I still was like still doing that. But it's crazy But like, those are such little victories for me. And so once I started adding like one little thing and like taking little baby steps more every day of like little victories and little like means of self-care, which I will talk more about self-care in the next segment. I'm sorry, I've been talking about treat yourself so much, but it's really prevalent. But yeah, so like, also I have this written down here because I try and write down an outline so I don't get too, off topic and go on hella tangents, because anyone who also knows me knows that I do that. So I have a note here that also like learn, like in ways we've learned how to healthily like have limits and like give ourselves credit and celebrate our accomplishments. Like when you get when you're celebrating like getting a new job or a promotion, or you're like talking about like job interviews like on the gram and shit like that, and like, and then and people are like celebrating or like talking about it online, and they're just being like a douche, and then like, or people get a promotion and then they just like start like being complacent after that, and it's like they don't want to learn anything new, and it's like their way or the highway. Like that's not, that ain't it, chief. Like, you should be stoked that you get to learn something different every day now. Now you get to do something different every day now. You know, like, give yourself credit. But, like, I don't know. I've been trying to keep my professional life more on the hush-hush as of late because I don't want to spoil anything. And because I also don't want to look like a douchebag who's just like, oh, yeah, by the way, like, everybody hashtag pray for me. Like, I have an interview at, like, this cool place. Or, like, oh, my God. Like, I can't believe that I really said, so I recently quit my job. Like, literally put in, like, immediate notice at, like, my job I was working at full time. When I first got that job, I was calling it my dream job. And anyone who has been, like, following me on Twitter, like Instagram for some time knows that I was literally saying that. And I was literally telling my friends that. I told my parents that. I was like, oh, this is like my dream job. Let me tell you, and use earmuffs if there's children listening, but it fucking sucked. Okay? It sucked. And maybe I'll get into it more a different day, but honestly, I'm not even going to give it no energy like longer than me just telling you guys that it sucked. But like, I couldn't believe that, like, you know, cause I was putting it out there. I was like, oh, this is it, dude. This is it. So I went to work every day being so disappointed about how things would turn out because it was so not the way that it was supposed to be. I'm like, wait, this was supposed to be different. This was supposed to be my dream job. Like, I don't understand why it's not like this. I like literally set myself up for disappointment and made myself almost look like a douchebag, like on social media and in front of all my friends, not only coming home from work and complaining most days, but like almost thinking that I had to stay there. I'm sorry. This is just how I feel about work, like professional culture nowadays. People are worth more than minimum wage if you're going to treat them like fucking shit, okay? I wasn't getting paid enough, and no amount of money is worth, like, because people will push your buttons, and people will push you and see what you're willing to put up with, especially people our age. Do you know that putting open availability, like, when you're applying for jobs is a fucking mistake? Because they will use that, and then people are out here, like, mad at some of their jobs because they get like to work doubles and shit, and they gotta close at work all the time, or they gotta clopen. And a lot of you that work at restaurants know what I mean when I'm talking about clopening or working doubles and shit like that. And you're like, oh, why the fuck did that happen to me? Well, like you said, you had open availability. You put no boundaries, so they're just gonna use and suck you dry. Okay. So that's part of loving yourself too. Love yourself enough to know that you are worth way more than being treated like any less of a person you are. If you are literally being treated like a subhuman, fucking quit. You can go get treated way better to get paid the same or more anywhere else. So that's that on that. So now I'll kind of switch over to self-love. Real self-love is like I've learned kind of more in the last, like, and I'm still getting there. Like, you know, it's hard for everybody. I mean, not everybody, but I mean, like, generally speaking, like, I don't think any one person could say, like, you know, they feel the best every single day about themselves. But I've noticed that it's been a real detriment to me and my mental health and my physical health and my emotional health by, like, even just, like, kind of, like, dark humor, like, you know, or, like, self-deprecating humor. That shit ain't cute. We're leaving that behind, okay? Let's, like, really take that out of 2020. Like, let's just not bring it here because I really don't want that shit. One of my friends in high school, so this is the type of bitch I used to be. One of my friends in high school got me a book for my birthday. I think I still have it somewhere. One of my best friends got it for me, and it's called the I Hate Everything book, and it has, like, rainbows on it and kitties and stuff. And it's literally just, like, this super cynical, like, super jaded, like, book about hating everything. And it's literally just pages, and it's just, like, someone, like, but that's really the type of bitch that I used to be. I was like, oh my god, this is so funny. Oh my god, this is so me. Like, what? That's so whack. It's so lame to be indifferent about things or not care about things. Like, I, people that know me know I always say this, like, give a shit about something. Like, no one's too cool to care. Caring about shit is sexy, okay? Caring about yourself is hot. Caring about your friends and your family? Bro, quit playing. Like, that shit is the shit. Okay? Thinking positively about yourself, wanting more for your friends, being happy for your friends and yourself. Did you know you could do both at the same time? At the same time. Jealousy is an ugly trait, and I will tell you that right now. Even if you're just thinking it, the spirit heard you. The universe heard you. The universe heard you thinking that ugly shit that you just didn't want to say about whoever is doing better than you. Cardi B said something one time in this video that she posted on her Instagram, and I'll never forget this. She was like, don't be a why her type of bitch. Don't be a why not me type of bitch. Be a why her and not me, and why does she have what I don't type of bitch. Be a how can I get next to her type of bitch. Be a I want to be her friend type of bitch. Like, especially, like, girls, too. Like, being friends with girls, that's hard. It's hard out here. It's hard out here, like, even knowing if your friends really want the best for you. Like, do they? Do your friends cheer? Like, I saw this quote recently. It's like, they're like, yeah, you got all these friends, but, like, but where were these so-called friends, like, when you were, like, during your accomplishments and, like, saying congratulations to you when you accomplished something? Like, it was, like, something like that I saw on Twitter recently. And I was like, damn, like, that's hella true. Like, I had a problem with this, calling a lot of people my, like, close best friends and, like, you know, being close with a lot of people and, like, letting a lot of people in and being super transparent. And there's nothing wrong with any of those things, but, like, I'm really sensitive and I'm really empathetic and I know that. And so sometimes, and, like, I've talked about this in an episode previously about, like, taking things personally, like, that can really, really be damaging to you, like, when you're always, like, seeking out your friend's approval. Like, so I guess this kind of goes, this is, like, this episode is piggybacking a lot off that episode because, like, self-love and intuition are linked up, yo. Like, if you don't love yourself, you're not going to trust your intuition. And trusting your intuition helps you, and it helped me love myself so much. Okay? And, like, saying nice things about myself and, like, thinking nice things about myself. Me and one of my best friends, Vanessa, shout out to you. If you're listening, I love you. By the way, she's a badass fucking artist. She's on Instagram at Vanessa Ruiz, VanessaRuiz, or at Celestial Haven, CelestialHaven. That's her art page. And you should go check that shit out. I'm going to try and be really good about that, by the way, letting you guys know. And I'll try and, like, add, like, the ats and, like, stuff of, like, my friends and, like, or people who I mention, who I get inspiration from, but especially my friends are included in those people too. Because anybody listening, y'all would make a great group of friends. Okay. But me and Vanessa started doing this thing. We used to live together, and like, cause she would really get on me about this too, about me talking negatively about myself. Cause also that shit ain't cute. I had an ex that would do that a lot, and him and I would both do it a lot about ourselves. And it's so like, it's annoying. It's ugly. It's really unattractive. It's super like immature to just hear someone be like, oh yeah, well, like I'm just the worst. So like, F me, right? Or like whatever, like people just like fishing for compliments, or people who just actually don't like themselves. And so me and Vanessa would start doing this thing, would be like, oh my God, like when we would be like, when we would just do something like on accident, or like do something silly, and we'd be like, oh, I'm such a fucking idiot, or like, oh my God, like I'm so dumb. And one of us would be like, no, you're not. And or one of us would be like, wait, no, I'm not. And no, you're not. And we always check each other on that. And just those little things are so important. Okay. Like, and believe, like, if you want to believe it or not, like, it just is. It's really, really important, because seeing our generation too, mine, move from a generation of being like jaded, lame, hating ass, bully ass, jealous ass, boo boo ass, trifling ass, little kids, to like mature, loving, accepting, welcoming, proud, excited, motivated young adults is freaking rad. Like, we've made a lot of progress, you guys, because being jaded ain't cute. And I'm glad that we left that in whatever freaking year we left that in. I can't do that shit anymore. Like, it takes way too much effort to pretend like everything sucks, you guys, because it really doesn't. Because I'm literally looking out my window at my room right now. The weather is spanking today. And it's really sunny, and it's blue skies, and it's just like, oh my God. I also woke up today. I also breathed today. I haven't had a manic episode today. Like, what? And, like, these are things I will elaborate on more another time. But it's just, like, wake up every day and just, like, start realizing how tight everything is and how lucky you are to be here. Because we are so lucky to be here. And once you realize how lucky you are to be here, you realize how much you love being here, how much you love you. And there's really only one you, and you, like, I didn't, oh my gosh. Okay. Really quick. Another story time. I had an Uber driver the other day who made this really good point about how many billions of people in the world of those eggs who didn't meet sperm. And he was like, so you know what? When people say they don't want to be here or they don't want to be alive, I tell them, well, too bad, because you took the place of somebody who didn't get to be here, who didn't make it. And I was like, bruh, like that shit really hit me different, you know? But I was like, that totally, like, that's like, makes sense. Like, other people didn't get to be here. And I mean, like, albeit I know what it's like to feel like suicidal and have suicidal thoughts. Like, and if I would have just been able to, and it's like, that's not even like a hate and ass thing to say about yourself, but it's like, it's important to realize how lucky we are to be here and how like you could make your day dope. If you want, you could wake up and look at yourself and be like, yo, you're the shit. We're going to be the shit today, and that's what we're going to do. And you know what? It sounds crazy. And maybe I might spend a lot of time in my room talking to myself in my mirror to my computer like I'm doing right now. But it freaking helps, okay? And whatever's going to keep our kids alive and loving ourselves and cheering ourselves on, we got to do that.